Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben, we've got 3 days and 19 hours and 59 minutes until the Century Tournament of Champions. And wow, what a field we've got. Good morning. It is Saturday, January 2nd, 2021. And this is the Golf Club. We're on the radio streaming live from Hawaii at radiogolfclub.com. Podcast there as well, or wherever you get your podcasts. And we've got a great show. Ron Mintz is joining us. Robert Winkowitz, the founder of Squares Golf Shoes. Ray Malloy is calling in from Esker Hills Golf Course in Ireland. Jason Glass is joining us, TPI, Rotational Strength and Conditioning Specialist. And he's got a great podcast, too, you should listen to. And we're kicking it off with Bob Bupka, the voice of golf on Talk Sport and host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. Two great locations, Sand Island and Waipahu, for all of your power equipment, life-saving generators, lawnmowers, weed whackers, and more. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Futura Stone. Turn your home project, your paving project, your warehouse flooring into artwork. Specializing in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite. Aquapite on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, and now polished colored concrete floors. Futura Stone, only the best. And Creative Plumbing. Starting a new project from the ground up, taking on a complete renovation, replacing your high-rise wastewater system, custom home, townhouse, high-rise, warehouse, or shopping center. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And now, Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, and now Bob Bupka, the voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK and host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. He's also author of the Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Well, Danielle, I could not think of a better spot to begin broadcasting for 2021. Alongside one of the most positive voices in golf broadcasting, wishing you and your listeners a Merry Christmas and certainly a happy, happy New Year.
Yes, we are. We're so many people are happy that 2020 is down the road and 2021 is in front of us, and we're looking forward to it. By the way, how did the business of golf do last year?
Well, great question, Danielle. One of the real bright spots certainly had to be the number of people that discovered golf, rediscovered golf. They found the benefits of walking and getting some exercise in and playing the sport of a lifetime. Public golf courses all over the country were doing booming businesses. Jay Randolph, my broadcast partner in St. Louis, is the manager of a public golf course. They were doing record-setting business. And boy, oh boy, you talk about discovering a silver lining in a dark cloud. Certainly the number of people that came back to play golf is that silver lining.
You know, you're absolutely right. Plus, in 2020, we weren't in a rush. We had time. So walking the course and enjoying company, if it was 9 holes or 18, people had time for it. You know, what else were you going to do?
No, great point, Danielle. And what it really did was alleviate the pressure of having to play 18 holes. You could play 3 holes, you could play 9 holes, you could play 12, you could play 18. In fact, you could go out and play just a single hole and derive so much enjoyment. The real winner was the return of golf at the lowest level, which indeed is really the highest level, and that's fans participating in this unbelievable sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, you know, for the year in review, everybody does the year, you know, the PGA Tour had to stop the Players' Championship mid-tournament shock, you know, and then the COVID-19 cases when they restarted, more shocks, but not that unexpected. I've got to ask you, when you look back, what really stands out for you as this year in a nutshell?
Well, I'm so impressed with Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour. They took a absolute incredible poor situation and certainly made the best of it. With public safety and the safety of the players, the number one priority. So proud of the accomplishment of the PGA Tour to allow fans around the world to get to see some of the golf at the highest level. And when you look at the winners of the majors, I mean, good golly, we had the youngster Morikawa winning the PGA, Bryson DeChambeau, a U.S. Open champion, and then Dustin Johnson, the world's number one player, getting his first green jacket. I mean, that's more like a script out of Hollywood than it is reality.
Yeah, it was exciting. It was exciting golf, even without the spectators. What, for most of us watching on television, the camera operators, the way they handled this season, the way Golf Channel, NBC, CBS covered it, was excellent. It was exquisite, and we felt like we were right inside, and we really didn't miss anything. You know, we didn't feel like we were missing anything watching from our comfortable at-home, stay-at-home seats, because we all had to stay at home so many times this year, and so many people are still. What do you expect from 2021?
Well, first and foremost, my prayers are with everybody that has been adversely affected by this pandemic. I mean, we have to get a grip on that, and I'm confident that we will. We've made huge strides. I think there are bigger strides in our future. If we get a hold of that, I am extremely confident that Jay Monahan and the people that work for the PGA Tour will be able to architect a plan that will work, and we will have golf at the highest level. Don't forget, for most people, they're going to have five majors this year. They're going to have, you know, the Masters. They're going to have the Players' Championship. They're going to have the U.S. Open. They're going to have the Open Championship, and they're going to have the Ryder Cup. I'm extra lucky because, you know, there is a sixth major, and there always has been. When we have those five, we have the Century Tournament of Champions. For the past 20 years, I have been so fortunate to be able to come to Maui to watch how the volunteers work so hard and to watch Daniel Tucker do a show on Saturday morning. No greater pride. I mean, I broadcast from the back of the 18th green at St. Andrews. And I broadcast from the media center at Century. And trust me when I tell you the pride that I felt behind the 18th green at St. Andrews, the same pride I felt at the Century Tournament of Champions.
Oh, my goodness. You're making me thank you so much, Bob. That, you know, we've got an amazing field. We've got the largest Century Tournament of Champions field ever. Abraham Anser, Daniel Berger, Patrick Cantlay, Cameron Champ, Stuart Sink, Bryson DeChambeau, Harris English, Tony Finau, Sergio Garcia, Brian Gay, Lanto Griffin, Billy Horscher, Victor Hovland, Mackenzie Hughes, Sungjae Im, Dustin Johnson, Kevin Kisner, Jason Kokrak, Martin Laird, Andrew Landry, Mark Leishman. I'm only in the L's, you know? I mean, Hideki Matsuyama, Colin Morikawa, Sebastian Munoz, Kevin Na, Joaquin Niemann, Carlos Ortiz, Ryan Palmer, John Rahm, Patrick Reed, Xander Schauffele, Scotty Scheffler, Adam Scott, Webb Simpson, Cameron Smith, Rob Streb, Hudson Swafford, Nick Taylor, Justin Thomas, Michael Thompson, Brandon Todd, Ricky Wierenski. We would have had one more, I think, one Jim Herman, I believe, 43, and he won, and he qualified to go to Century. Unfortunately, he was knocked out with COVID. So this is an incredible, incredible, it is like a major championship.
Well, Danielle, I don't know when you were reading that list, if you heard a lot of sobbing in the background, that was all the other tournament directors saying, good golly, the little engine that could finally is getting its due. And for years, the wonderful people and all the hard work Mark Rolfing and his lovely wife Debbie have done to promote this event on Maui. The people of Maui, their generosity, their concern for charities, and now they're going to be rewarded to this extent. It couldn't happen to a better tournament on the PGA Tour schedule.
Well, the preview of the Century Tournament of Champions is going to be interesting as we look at all of the different players. I mean, Patrick Reed is dying to get, you know, at the top of the leaderboard. Adam Scott being back is fantastic. Our defending champion, Justin Thomas, really showed what he can do and come back after watching the PNC Championship. That was so much fun. Bob Bubka, we're going to be talking next week, a Century Tournament of Champions on the Saturday show, and we're going to do the show just like we've always done the show, focusing on Century and all the players, the people who make it possible, including you and Mark Rolfing and the folks from Century and the folks from over at the Plantation Course, Kapalua Golf. I'm really looking forward to talking with you next Saturday. Thanks so much for kicking off 2021 with me, Bob Bubka, voice of golf on Talk Sport in the UK, host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle. And my first major next Saturday, right from Century.
Aloha. All right, we're going to come back. Jason Glass, a TPI, my TPI. You can find him at jasonglassperformancelab.com. He's with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Paradise awaits in Hawaii. Competition comes to the islands as the PGA Tour players bring their best game, their greatest shots, and feel the true Aloha spirit. Don't miss the first event in the Aloha Swing. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, January 7th to 10th from Maui. Watch live in primetime. For complete coverage, visit pgatour.com.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale, the month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
And it is Aloha Power's Husqvarna closeout sale today. 20 to 30% off today only. Everything Husqvarna must go. Aloha Power, only at the Sand Island store, the Husqvarna closeout sale. Aloha Power Equipment. All right, switching gears just a little bit here. What does spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, and ceiling have in common with a termite infestation? Both only get worse and more expensive to fix if you leave it alone. So what's the answer? Call RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they've repaired concrete buildings, garages, decks. They've stopped leaks. They've found the leaks. That's the hardest part. Call Richard Mulgram at 864-9520. 864-9520. RCM uses the state-of-the-art solutions, COVID-safe. RCM Construction, 864-9520.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Jason Glass, my TPI, jasonglassperformancelab.com. Coach Glass podcast, over 800,000 downloads, online coaching program called High Triplexity, coaches players on the PGA Tour. That's what Jason Glass does. And he's known as the coach's coach for mentoring the best coaches in the business. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jason.
Daniel Tucker, this is my highlight of the year, every year, to sit down and talk golf with you and your audience.
You're wonderful. Thank you. Okay. You are a strength and conditioning coach. And how many people come to you and say, yeah, I want to be exactly like that DeChambeau guy?
Oh, you know, you're starting off the show just like a punch in the gut right off the start. I'll tell you what, this year everybody wants to get bigger. They want to get stronger. They want to hit the ball farther. But I'm here to warn your audience that the COVID 15 pounds that they put on plus the 10 that they put on over the Christmas holidays will not equal more distance if it's not put in the right places.
So you do have people asking you to help you. Help them. You help me bulk up. Help me become like. So, do you recommend it? I mean, do you tell people you're not? This isn't right for you. Do you actually sit down and say, let's have a talk?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I did a whole hour and a half podcast on the on my Coach Glass podcast on this topic because there's so many amateurs who try to match what the pros do. And when they do that without the same swing mechanics, without the same technique, things go horribly wrong. But I also have a lot of PGA Tour players who are now coming to me and saying, do I need to put on another 5 pounds? Would it help me if I put on 10 pounds? And for some of them, yes. If they have the body frame and they have the game to back it up, the style of play that would benefit that. But for most people, and when I say most people, I mean 99% of the people, will not do better by putting 30, 40 pounds of muscle on. They probably will play worse.
Now, does it take a lot of time and effort and commitment to do something like this?
Well, yes. To do it properly, absolutely. The problem is that most people don't do it properly. Most people, when they put muscle on, they actually get stiffer. They lose range of motion. Unless you're on a strict program that involves, stretching, mobility, and functional training, and you're putting on the muscle at the same time. It's really, you need a professional to monitor that, and it's a full-time job at that point.
Okay, yeah, a full-time job. I'm glad you said that, because not only are you working in the gym, then you've got to work on the range, and then you've got to work with your dietitians. Diet becomes major, right?
Absolutely. I've had the opportunity of training some of the movie stars that you see on the films, some of the superheroes that you see out there with these gorgeous bodies, and people always ask them, they say, well, what's the hardest thing about training for that movie role? And hands down, they always say, well, the hardest thing is my jaw gets tired. And their jaw gets tired because they're having to eat so much broccoli and chicken and broccoli and chicken and broccoli and chicken. It just never ends. They're sick of it.
Well, is it Chris Pratt? You know, he shows up like this, you know, fabulously toned, super muscular, gorgeous creature. And then when you see him after the movie's over, it's like he's walking along with a little pound, you know, the tummy's all right there again. It just shows you that you can become this, and then you fall back into your old habits, and you got to start all over again. That can't be good for your body.
No, it's not. You know, if you look at somebody like, you know, Matthew McConaughey, who, you know, did the opposite. He lost a bunch of weight for a role.
Yes.
And then he said it took him 3 years to recover from the Texas Buyers Club. The same could be true about gaining weight. Once you've gained the weight and you stop the training, it's very hard to get back to where you were before. So like I say, I would really highly recommend if somebody wants to add more distance to the game, and we can talk more depth, there's an easier way of doing it. And you don't have to put on weight and change your entire life to do so.
Okay. First of all, the hour and a half podcast. Can I find that on your website? Oh, where do I go to get your podcast? Because I know a lot of people are going to want to listen to that. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you just go to jasonglassperformancelab.com or just go to iTunes, put in Coach Glass on iTunes and my podcast will pop up. And we talk every single week. We have over 375 episodes on golf performance and human performance and everything you need to know about becoming, you know, a higher functioning being, if you will. And we go into depth about the different styles of training that you would use to be a better rotational athlete.
Okay, rotational athlete? Define that.
Well, it doesn't really matter what sport you play, whether it's hockey, whether it's golf, whether you're a pitcher in baseball, swinging a bat, or an NFL quarterback. I've trained athletes from all sports, and they all have the same kind of training techniques. The idea is to turn yourself into a rotational Tasmanian devil doused in kerosene and just load, explode, and be an athlete.
Yes, load, explode, and be an athlete. Okay. Is that what will happen to me if I use your online coaching program called High Triplexity?
Yeah, well, you know, the High Triplexity workout program, what it's doing is it's designed to train not your muscles so much, more your nervous system. People always forget. They forget that your nervous system is what makes the muscles do what they do. And what I've found through my 25 years of training athletes is that most athletes are already strong enough. They already have the body they need to hit the ball 300 yards. What they need to do is train their nervous system to get out of the way, to allow those muscles to do what they were born to do, which is hit the ball farther. So my high triplexity exercise program is designed to make them a better athlete and use the body that they already possess.
Wow. I've never, ever spoken with anybody about training the nervous system. Where do you start?
Well, you know what? If you were to watch me training one of my athletes, I've had this where I've been in a gym and I've been training a PGA Tour player. It was like 160 pounds, 5'10", just like not a big person. And the people come by and they go, are you training like, does he play hockey? Does he play, like, what sport does he play? And I go, he plays golf. And because we're doing really athletic, dynamic, really complex movement patterns, which we start off really basic, but we build layer after layer of complexity. So it would look like they're training for like a very dynamic, high-speed sport where they had to react, they had to jump laterally, they had to bound, they had to rotate, spin, land, all these different moves. But in reality, they're training for golf.
Well, how do you get your nervous system to get out of the way? I mean,
that is a great question. Here's the deal. I'm sure your listeners have all driven a golf cart, and you drive a golf cart down a hill. And if you drive a golf cart down a hill, what happens is you could pin the gas pedal, but the golf cart will actually slow down as you're going down a hill because it has something called a governor. And that governor is designed to make sure that you don't do something dangerous, like take a corner at high speeds and flip the thing. So what people don't know is if you lift the seat cover up, there's a little wire, and I'm not going to tell your listeners how to remove the governor. It's very dangerous. But basically what we're doing in the training technique is that we're removing the governor that your body already possesses. It already tries to slow you down to keep your body safe from injury. If you do it slowly and safely, you can actually allow the speed that your body is naturally able to possess and do it in a way that's safe, but you increase your speed that your body already possesses.
And then your body begins to trust you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I just had a player yesterday. We're training for this new season that's just starting up. And he had 114-mile-an-hour ball speed, or sorry, clubhead speed with his driver, 114 miles an hour. Now, that's fast for the average golfer, but for a PGA Tour player, it's like middle of the road, not quite pushing where we want to be. So he did his high triplexity work. He did his on-range work where you're doing some, swinging really light clubs, and then he swings a heavier club, and then he swings a light club. He does these different movement patterns on the driving range. And then he retested his driver speed, and it was up to 118. Now, that's 4 miles an hour increase in club head speed. Well, that could be a difference between, missing the cut or coming top 10 if all the other things were aligned. So he was pretty excited about that. The problem is that tomorrow he'll come back to the driving range, and he'll be back at 114. The good news is that he has a protocol that allows him to, before he plays, to ramp his nervous system up, get all the muscles firing and everything firing as fast as they possibly can, and then go play golf.
So gearing the nervous system up is a way of telling it that everything's, we're going to do this right. We're not going to get hurt here. Let me loose. Let me go because my muscles are ready for this.
Absolutely. If you watch like an NFL football game, watch the running backs that are standing on the sidelines right before they come into the field to, do a run or something. You'll see them bounding and jumping up and down, pulling their knees into their chest.
Yes.
They're doing like, they look like the Tasmanian devil. Well, they're trying to amp up their nervous system. So when they go into the field of battle, that their nervous system is firing every muscle to its absolute maximum capacity every single down.
Gotcha.
And then when they come off the field, they relax and they cool out, and then they got to ramp it back up again the next time they come on the field.
Wow. So, yes. So you do relax it so that you don't have an over-adrenaline reaction, because that could probably be bad for you over the long haul.
Well, it would be bad if you're sitting over a 6-inch putt to win 40 bucks off your buddies and you've got a roid rage going on. Yes, that would be definitely a problem.
Yes. Yes, I can see. All right. Let's go backwards, because I know everybody's wondering, so how do I do this without adding a bunch of weight and spending a whole bunch of time in the gym and putting in the muscles where they're supposed to be? How do I increase my distance without doing all that work that Bryson DeChambeau did?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is where COVID was kind of a blessing. I built an online training program that is kind of like, remember back in the day we had P90X?
Yes.
We had like the insanity workout, and you'd watch these guys and you'd be watching on your TV and trying to follow exactly what they're doing. And they're going, you got three more, you got two. Yeah. So I thought, well, what if I took all the training techniques that I have for PGA Tour players, and I took the 80% that everybody needs, and I said, let's just make a 8-week training program based on that. And then let people follow along so they could actually watch it. But here's the kicker. Then we go online. They send me the videos of them doing the exercises. And then what I do is I break it down on live Zoom calls to the whole group. And I break down their technique and their form so everybody can learn from everyone else's bad technique or sometimes highlighting their good technique. So we've developed a little community of people who all train together and we work out together. And you could be in Hawaii, or you could be in Bahrain. It doesn't matter where you live. You could be doing the high triplexity workout program.
So that's high triplexity. That's the program that we can learn to increase our swing speed, get more distance without doing all the work that DeChambeau put into making his body, transforming his body. You know, he's not that big, guys. He's not real tall. He's not.
No.
Right? And I mean, all of a sudden, he's like, he's gargantuan. And you have to, I imagine you have to be evaluated to determine whether the structure of your system can handle what he's done to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a system for screening athletes. It's called the TPI system. You can find that at mytpi.com. And what I do is I instruct other instructors on how to assess a player's needs before you start programming and telling them to do exercises. It'd be kind of crazy if you went into a car repair store or a service center and you gave them your car and they go, okay, we're just going to do X, Y, and Z. And they just start, you know, doing the brakes and they start doing, changing the muffler without actually assessing what your car's needs are. Well, that's what happens in a lot of gyms. You walk in there and they just go, here's your program. Let's get started. So with MyTPI, we screen the athlete for their function, find out what their range of motion is, what their stability is, their balance, and really try to figure out what's the best approach for, you know, enhancing their game, but also removing the incidence of injury at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm going to just ask you a question because the kids that are playing golf and the kids that are getting into sports are getting younger and younger. When is a good time to start coaching them at this level? When is a good time for weights? When do you start getting weights involved? Give us some insight on the junior side.
I'm so happy you brought this up because I believe that children are our future. Treat them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty that is inside. I think it was... that's Whitney Houston.
It's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song. No, but I train juniors in my local community, and my big thing is I teach all my juniors, regardless of their age. We train using deadlifts, squats, lunges, every exercise that you would do, but we do them without weights. We do them to master the form at a young age, so they have perfect technique at a young age. And then what we do is we kind of map out when is their peak height velocity or when they go through puberty. Once they've gone through puberty, with men, I usually wait about 2 months after their peak height velocity or when they really, you know, have this growth spurt. And women, we actually train them during the growth spurt. But what we do is we map it out. And as soon as they kick into puberty and they've had this, like, that summer that you grew 3 inches.
Right.
That's when we start adding the exact same exercises, but now we just add some weight to it. That's all. That's the only difference. We add a little bit of resistance. So now the beauty of this is they don't have to start learning how to lift while they're in this awkward stage. They already feel confident in lifting. They already feel confident and comfortable in the gym. So that when we do start adding the weight, they don't feel like an outsider coming into this awkward space. They just feel like they're at home. And it's a beautiful thing to see them grow through those stages. And that's why it's the most valuable and rewarding part of my job and my career is actually working with the juniors.
Yeah, I bet. Because my son was high school football. And as they grow, their center of gravity changes, doesn't it? And it's like, and your center of gravity changes and all of a sudden you don't have any, you're just awkward.
Absolutely. You know, I've got a high school boy as well, and a lot of the high school boys that I train, it's funny, they all have one forearm bigger than the other. Science can't explain it. But you'll just grow at different rates. You have your body grows in different ways. Sometimes one leg is longer, sometimes one arm is longer. And that's that awkward time, that's not the time to be focused on results. It's not the time to be focused on, you know, what was your tournament score? How many games did you win? That's a time when they need to get into the routine that this is for life. Exercise, fitness, and physical activity is a lifelong, joyous approach and a good way to live your life. And so we want to just get them into the routine of going to the gym twice a week, three times a week. Want them to go to practice and just get used to being an athlete and an active human being.
Yeah. Yeah, because another thing that happens is, like, the bottom end grows, and so you've got this, you know, your hips are getting bigger, your thighs are getting bigger, but you still have no chest. It's awkward, and you just kind of watch. They're like puppies. You come out with these big feet and big hands, and you know eventually they'll grow into them.
If you've ever seen a puppy take a corner at high speed, that's exactly what a high school kid's like. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Jason Glassier, wonderful. MyTPI.com, he mentioned that TPIs, it takes so much training to be a TPI, and Jason Glass is a TPI who trains TPIs, so imagine that. You can find him at JasonGlassPerformanceLab.com. As it sounds, JasonGlassPerformanceLab.com. And get his podcasts at iTunes, Coach Glass Podcast, over 800,000 downloads, and then go and check out Triplexity, okay? That's a coaching program that from, you know, what you've told me, I feel like I should be doing it. Can this be something for people who are not really going to go do some great sport, but just want to be in shape?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Danielle, you got the program is being sent to you as we speak.
Oh.
You're gonna enjoy. You're gonna get to try it firsthand. The amazing thing about nervous system training is, whether you're a senior or you're a junior, the key is moving better and being more efficient in your movement will make you a better golfer. So there's no age restriction and there's no ability restriction. You only work in the capacity that you're able to work in and the complexity that you're able to, and there's different stages for each athlete. So it's really good for anybody.
Awesome. Jason Glass, JasonGlassPerformanceLab.com. Go there. Thanks so much for joining us in 2021. Yeehaw!
I can't wait to see you next year.
Or before.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Jason. Aloha. We're going to come back, and Ray Malloy is general manager and owner of Esker Hills Golf, the home course of champion golfer of the year, Shane Lowry. And he's still champion golfer of the year, even though he won in 2019. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
And Bayview is celebrating the beauty of the bay. Kaneohe Bay is so gorgeous. Celebrate your next event or birthday at Bayview. If you want to build team spirit at your company, book your next get-together, your next golf tournament. It'll be COVID-compliant at Bayview because golf courses know what needs to be done to keep you safe. They'll get you organized. Call Eric at 247-0451.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ray Malloy, general manager and owner of Esker Hills Golf Club. Welcome into the golf club. Are you still finding folks out there celebrating Shane Lowry's win at the Royal Port Rush?
Everybody was so excited about Shane winning, they left us the claret jug for an extra year. And they knew that we were giving it a good home and we were keeping it liquefied and all the rest that goes with it. So what a mad year it has been. When I spoke to you last, I think it was about 13 months ago, and we were just so busy with messages from around the world. It was, you know, we couldn't believe what had happened to us. You know, regular calls and bookings were really, really up, and December and January was very busy, and then COVID came, and it was just... You know, we were shell-shocked. We thought Dennis would last for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but unfortunately it has been a mixed year. Now, we have been closed in total now for about 14 weeks, May, August and October, and we're closed again. But in between, you know, golf took a huge boost. It did. And I think America was the same.
Yes, so you felt that same influx of golfers when you were allowed to be open?
Well, the best day we had this year was at the 22nd of May. That was our first reopening after the first lockdown. And it was for members only and 5 kilometres people, you know. And they just came back and so many, you know, we had about 25% increase of membership.
Wow.
And I never saw such happy faces that day. They said, thanks for keeping it open for us. They were really, really excited about it. They played, we have a small membership of about 350. So it meant they could play 18, 27, 36 holes if they wanted. And that was the case. Other clubs with very big memberships had to curtail it to 9 holes or 15 holes or once a week. So our members were a little bit lucky that way. But it was really, really good. And some of the visitors began coming back. And then August were closed again, open September, and then October closed again, you know. But we took a hit for the months we were closed. But the months we were open were very good.
Very good. So that's holding you. Now, you are back in lockdown in Ireland, aren't you?
Yes, since last week. And I'd say it will be at least 6 weeks.
At least 6 weeks? Now, in some cases, when we came out of Tier 1 and into Tier 2, and I think our tier system is pretty much global now. Everybody's golf courses were allowed to reopen because of the social distancing. There's this long, long list of PGA of America rules that they put in place, how to be safe on the golf course. Even with that in mind, you still can't be on the golf course?
No, we're in the top layer of, we're level 5 now, and that's no sport of any description. And that's mainly because of travel and congregations. Now, the clubhouse has remained closed since the first lockdown, and it's just the our lady in the office at reception. And we don't do any teas or coffees now, and very few clubs, unless they have a special facility, they can do takeaway tea or coffee. And people adhered to these rules very good.
Yes.
They were very generous with them, and everybody wants to mind themselves, and they wanted to keep the golf courses open. But the regulations that all sports have stopped in Ireland now, and that's the way it is, and I suppose that's the bigger picture, and we have to go with it.
Yeah, of course. It's how we feel in Hawaii. You know, we're lucky because we're, you know, like the furthest we're the most isolated place in the world. So coming here is not easy, and but we don't have a border to cross. So how are you managing? Are you okay? So many of our businesses are closing. We've had golf courses closing.
No. We're okay that way. You know, we will take a hit, I'd say, when we touch the figures finally for 220. But I'd say the bigger picture will be of we've got an increase of about 25% of golfers, and I'd say most of them will continue to play. And the great thing about it, most of them are under 35 years of age.
Wow.
Which had, there was a bad period there from 210 to 218 where that generation were too busy to play golf, and they certainly have come back. And our lady folks, we have increased by 350%.
That is fantastic. And it's kind of, yes. Go ahead.
We're very pleased with that because we had a small lady membership, and they have just, they have gone up so much now. And that's important in a club as well, because it means that if daddy and mammy is playing golf, most likely the younger generation will come and visit the clubhouse as well. So you're adding for future years. So I'd say most of the golf courses in Ireland will be okay. They'll take a hit, and the banks have been good. They have postponed payments, and the government has given us a wages, a subsidy for the workers, provided you keep them on the books, which most clubs did. And it has given, when our club reopened in May, it was in super condition because it had been rested for 7 weeks, and the work greenkeeping staff had it in tip-top shape. And that's a great help to golf courses as well. And it'll mean that the courses should be in prime, pristine condition now for 2021.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, what did you do, Ray Malloy, general manager and owner of Esker Hills Golf Club, the home course of Shane Lowry? Did you do anything special to lure the women in?
Not really. We did, I suppose, our lady captain, Paulette Power, this year, she brought them and we gave them a separate evening, and we got a local PRO to give them very, very low-key help. You know, he spent two evenings on the putting green with them first, so they felt no pressure. And then he brought them on the course for two more evenings. And it was always at times that there'd be nobody else on the course. And I think that's what most of the ladies afterwards said, I didn't know I'd be as welcome on a golf course. That was the big thing. They had a theory that they wouldn't be good enough, and they wouldn't be good enough at the golf, and their husbands would be hitting the ball 200 yards and they might miss it. So by separating them, I think was the big trick that kept them going. And then some of them had families, and it's gas now. Some of their daughters, maybe 12-year-old, 13-year-old daughters or sons, are bringing them out to the course. So that's very encouraging as well.
That,
you know,
is very encouraging. And that's really smart, because we still see and hear through you and so many others that, you know, a lot of women still feel like they wouldn't be welcome on the golf course. And what you did was smart, providing a place where they're, you know, nobody's watching. They're all alone in their group with a professional. Low, like you said, no pressure, just having a good time, fun, making mistakes if they do as a group. And then you don't feel any of the, you know, insecurities. Like, and you learn what to wear and from each other. It's that's wonderful. Thank you for that insight. Yeah. I think that's a really good idea.
And we also found that when some of their present members was going out with them, we always sent out the high handicappers with them, because we didn't want the new players to feel demoralized. You know, the low handicaps would be very helpful to them, but if a lady hits a ball 190 yards and then you go up next and you knock it down, you'll want to go home. So
yes.
We purposely did that as well. And we let the low handicappers take them to the putting green, because there wouldn't be a deflection from that. And it worked out very good. And all the present ladies made them feel extra welcome. And that was a good thing too. And it was after COVID, and a lot of them, the new ladies, they had nothing to do at home, and we're just so pleased to get out. And for no reason, they thought they wouldn't be welcome in a golf course. Yeah. And I chatted other golf courses, and ladies said the same. They couldn't give me a reason, but they thought. And to think we've overcome that and they've overcome that, I think it should be a lesson to all golf clubs. You know, because it's very important we get the ladies in.
And I mean, just think about it. I think you burn 2,000 calories just walking 18 holes. That's a lot of calories, you know. That every woman wants to burn calories, and if you're strolling along a golf course, it's not like you're running. You're just having a good time. Can you pronounce, you're in Ireland. None of us have a hard time with that. What county are you in?
We're in Offaly.
Offaly. Okay, that's...
Yes. O-F-F-A-L-Y.
Offaly.
Which is in almost in the center of Ireland.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in Offaly, Ireland. Now, the next thing I can't even start to try to... Bailey Miquella Muir. What is that? See, I've...
Is that a drink?
It's spelled B-A-I-L-E-M-H-I-C-G-I-O-L-L-A-M-H-U-R-E. And when I was looking up some things about your golf course, Wikipedia, they're usually very good, but I thought, I wonder what part of Ireland that is. I know now that it's County Offaly in Ireland, but I don't know what that means. So we'll call it a special drink. So, no, yes.
Daniel, just spell that for me again.
Okay. B-A-I-L-E M-H-I-C G-I-O-L-L-A M-H-U-I-R-E.
Daniel, I now have it, and you'll be disappointed it's not a drink. You'll be sadly disappointed. It is the Irish name for the townland of Esker Hills.
Okay. How do you pronounce that?
Balia Vic Gula Wira.
That's...
Balia Vic Gula Wira, which is the Irish for Bally Kilmurry.
Okay.
And that's if you look closely at a map, that's what you see. And that's actually the Esker Hills golf course is built in that townland only.
Okay.
It's the only townland that's built in. It's bordered by other townlands as well. So that's it's only when I saw it written down that I recognized it wouldn't be used that much.
So we're just going to look for Esker Hills. Do you see Shane Lowry much?
Shane was with us last Sunday.
So he came in. Oh, that's fantastic.
His father just made a phone call, and he says, I'm coming out on Saturday before. He says, I'm coming out to play a few holes with a few of the lads tomorrow. And he put down his name on the timesheet. And he says, there'll be five or six or seven. Just put down eight people under my name. And that was it. And at 11:30 the next morning, Shane arrived. No messing, no casual. How are you, lads? How's it going? I'm going to hit a few balls. And off he went with his classmates of national school.
It's amazing.
And secondary school.
It's wonderful. Shane Lowry put his family first, stayed home instead of traveling for the Rolex Series finale because of the 14 days he'd have to quarantine. He's such a nice fellow. Incredible if he could defend.
He played among the members on Sunday. There was a members' competition, and his father just took that two slots, and off they went in the lads. And those, as he was going around the course, those hats being lifted, and is that Shane? Is that Shane? And next thing, they'd see a ball about 50 or 80 yards ahead of everybody else, and says, it must be Shane, or it must be a second shot of a player.
Ray Molloy.
So They didn't have to. Now, Nasty, how is golf in Hawaii in America?
Oh, golf in Hawaii is doing quite good. We've had a couple of closings, but all in all, it's doing good. We need to talk more often, Ray Malloy. I need to say aloha. Ray Malloy is general manager and owner of Esker Hills Golf, the home course of Shane Lowry in Ireland. Thank you so much for taking time out to be on the show with us. I'm glad we've got this great connection now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and goodbye from Ballyvic, Gilloware.
Thank you. In Ireland, Esker Hills Golf Club. We're going to come back. One of the big stories in this year is that Robert Wiskowitz got a big shot in the arm, if you will, after 6 years. He started this 6 years ago. It's Squares. Squares Shoe, the founder and managing partner of Squares Shoes at Squares, SQAIRZ.com. We'll be back with Robert after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. Well, it's Aloha Power's Husqvarna closeout sale. Husqvarna, 20 to 30% off today only. Husqvarna, 20 to 30% off today only. Aloha Power Equipment Sand Island Store. Everything must go. Everything must go. It's the Sand Island Store where the Husqvarna 20 to 30% off sale is happening today. So let's talk about RCM. Have you ever seen a termite infestation, right? I mean, they come flooding out and it means like so much damage. What about spalling cracks? You know, when the separation from the rebar, the spalling starts falling off. You wonder what's going on, but that's so bad. And if you don't do anything about it, it just gets worse and more expensive to fix. It's not going to fix itself and it's not going to stabilize. So what's the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they've repaired concrete buildings, garages, decks. They've stopped leaks. Call Richard Mulgram at 864-9520. That's 864-9520. RCM uses the state-of-the-art solutions, and RCM is COVID safe. RCM Construction.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Robert Winskowitz, founder and managing partner of Squares. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you. It's great to be here. What a way to start off 2021.
It's fantastic. Fantastic to have you because, I mean, I didn't realize that you were in the business of golf for a long time, the marketing and sales of senior vice president at Arnold Palmer Golf Company. You held an executive leadership position at McGregor Golf. Now you have this shoe that has, people don't realize this shoe has a square front and it's wider and it's so comfortable that, Nick Faldo won't wear any other golf shoes. He says, this is it. This is the best golf shoe I've ever worn. But there's something in addition to comfort that I think isn't emphasized enough in the great ads that you have. The setup. Tell us about the setup of the golf.
So it's interesting is that most people overlook the feet and the importance of the feet throughout the golf swing. I always ask people, where does distance really come from? Everybody wants to talk about the golf ball and the golf club. And I tell them, I say, those two things are highly regulated by the USGA. And technically speaking, not one ball or one club can hit the ball farther than another. So one ball can't carry and roll farther than another, and one club cannot hit the ball farther than another one, technically speaking, because the USGA regulates that. So when I talk about the shoe and we talk about the setup of it and the technology in this, the swing is built from the ground up. And it starts with setup, and it's aligning your body parallel left to the target line if you're a right-handed golfer and getting your body in the right position to hit the ball. Well, as we get into this and start developing this shoe, the one thing we really did a lot of research in was the energy transfer that goes into the ground and then back up through your feet. And that's what we affectionately call ground reaction force. So throughout the swing, you create a series of forces or energy. And that could be rotational, that could be lateral and vertical. Now, the vertical is when you pull your hands down as you're swinging the golf club. And as you bring that down, you create a tremendous amount of force that goes into the ground and then up, back up through your feet and into your hands and into the club head. And if you watch somebody like a Tiger or a Justin Thomas, when they end up on the toes of their feet as they're making contact with the ball, it's because there's so much energy they're throwing into the ground, it's lifting them back up. So that's where distance really comes from, is that energy exchange. And there's nothing more important than your feet and your golf shoe to facilitate that energy exchange.
That's beautiful. And now it's with the square toes, the square toe also helps you find your target correctly.
Yes, and it does simply because you have that visual that you're squaring yourself up to your target line, and that puts your body in the right position to do what it's supposed to do. Well, the other thing as it relates to the square toe is when you look at a golf shoe, there are four critical elements of building a golf shoe. And I really believe, Danielle, this industry has gotten away from it. They've gotten away from building a golf shoe. What I mean by that is when you look at a lot of the models today, it's this mesh material, lightweight golf shoe. It's not the right thing for golf. So there's four characteristics a golf shoe must have. Number one, if you can twist it, toss it. If you can hold it by the heel and the toe and twist your golf shoe, get rid of it. It's not doing any favors. It's a lack of structure, and it's a lack of energy transferred into the shot. The next thing is the wide base under the ball of your foot. The wider the base under the ball of your foot, the better. And the reason for that is because it's more surface contact with the ground, better energy exchange, and much better balance. And squares is wider under the ball of your foot by 4 millimeters wider than any other golf shoe in the marketplace. Then the next thing is traction. You need the cleats. if you're not wearing cleats on the bottom of your feet, you're losing at least 10 yards of distance. The research is out there. The studies are out there. A spikeless shoe does not help your game. And then lastly, it's the lacing system, bringing that top of the shoe down on your foot so your foot is one with that shoe, so your foot is not moving within the shoe. All of those four things give you the best opportunity to hit the ball as far as you possibly can. If you're not, if you don't have a golf shoe that checks those boxes, you're losing energy and you're losing distance.
Jim Remy, the past president of PGA, said, in my 40 years of teaching golf, these are the best golf shoes I've ever worn. Squares, that's S-Q-A-I-R-Z, is the future of golf footwear. Did you really start all this 6 years ago?
Yeah, we started to design. Actually, I started a little longer than that. Back in 2011, I filed the patents on it. And then it kind of got away from it for a couple of years and then got back at it. And we did a lot of research on ground reaction force. We did a lot of research on the movement of the feet and in the golf swing. You know, we've done everything from the K-Vest to the Body Track to Swing Guru, all of the science behind us. In fact, we've just brought on a new gentleman. His name is Terry Hashimoto. And Terry is an expert in pressure mapping of the feet. And we've learned quite a bit in the last year about the importance of the golf shoe throughout the swing. So, you know, it's something that this was really meant to help the golfer play better golf by giving them more balance, more stability, and then get more distance. Everybody was after the distance thing, and when these pros go out there and they look for more distance, they look for the distance between the belly button and their feet and their ground connection. That's where it all is. That's where distance really comes from, and it all begins with the feet.
Well, if you watch Lexi Thompson, you know, when I saw a photo of her, she's up on both toes. I mean, she's like, it's such an athletic position when she actually comes in contact with that golf ball. It's amazing.
Yes, you're exactly right. And what's happening there is that it's like as a kid, if you were jumping on a trampoline, when you jump on a trampoline, you could just jump up and down and there'll be an energy exchange there. But if you recall, if you're jumping on that trampoline and you really extend your feet harder, you know, you're really trying to get more out of it, that's what these professional golfers are doing. So when you watch Lexi and you watch somebody like Tiger or Justin Thomas, as they're coming in, they really sit down and they're forcing that energy into the ground, and then at impact, it lifts them back up. That is distance, and we're trying to change the narrative, trying to inform every golfer out there that, listen, my golf spy just did a study of the top 25 drivers. The top three best performing drivers, the difference in distance was less than 1 yard. In the top five best performing drivers, the difference in distance was less than 2 yards, and the second best performing driver was 5 years old. So what does that tell you? That tells you that if you're looking for distance in the golf club, you know, switching from one to the next, there's not much there. But taking a look at your golf shoe, which is your connection to the ground, that's where distance can be found.
Now, you got a partner in Sir Nick Faldo. Sir Nick, since you've been on Golf Channel, are you seeing sales increasing?
Absolutely. And he is fabulous. He really is not only a great golfer, but he's what I've got to know about him. He's also a great person, and he is genuinely interested in this technology that we have. In fact, just a quick story: back several months ago, he reached out to us. We didn't reach out to him. In fact, on his show, The Faldo Formula, he does the mind, body, and swing. And when it comes to the body, he was doing these balancing exercises, trying to get better balance. And he felt as though he had an issue balancing, you know, when he was doing his exercising. So just out of chance, he went onto the internet and he typed in, you know, balance, stability, and golf footwear. Mm-hmm. And thank God it's a good search engine optimization, because Squares came up and had his agent reach out to us. We sent him a couple of pairs, and about a month later, I had a Zoom call with him. I gave him the whole pitch, and he says, Bob, I got to tell you what, this is the best golf shoe I've ever worn. I'd like to be involved. How do I get involved?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Now, when somebody wants to get involved, that means they're putting something in that they have. And you know, that is awesome. I got to ask you, Bob, when are you coming out with women's squares?
I am so glad you asked me about that. Daniel, I can tell you flat out, there's nothing I am more excited about than launching this ladies' model. Back when I was with McGregor Golf, I launched the first ladies' product they had at the time. And it was what we call the 5-in-5, which is 5 irons, 5 wood. And I was excited to launch that then, and that was one of the highlights in my career. But I would tell you that what we're doing now is second to none. You know, I've watched what they've done in ladies' golf footwear for a long time. And really, I would tell you that the industry mindset is what they call shrink and pink, which is simply taking a men's golf shoe, shrinking it down, making smaller sizes, and then throwing some feminine colors on them and calling it a ladies' golf shoe. That's not the way to do it. That is not the way to do it. We have worked with LPGA professionals, and it's taken us. We were going to launch this shoe back in April of last year, but I wasn't happy with it. So we pulled it off the docket and spent another year working on it, testing it, and getting it to the right place. In this shoe, I will tell you that this shoe will be the best ladies' golf shoe ever built. And it will be because it's the first performance-based golf shoe for women. And yes, for those people out there, women do want to play better golf. So this is something where we focused on this to provide them with a performance golf shoe. But I think the thing they're going to get the most out of this is this freedom for the toes. If you think about it, women typically wear these shoes that really push their toes to the center of the shoes and things of that nature. But this shoe will be the most comfortable golf shoe because it's an extraordinary comfort for the toes. This thing will be like putting on sandals, but it's a golf shoe. And so I think the women would really appreciate this, that it's a performance-based golf shoe. It was designed by women for women, and it's going to perform.
When is it coming out?
It will be available on the market in April. You'll start to see all the promotional activity starting in February with some very, very influential women golfers. And I will tell you, there's a nice young lady right now out working her way up to the LPGA Tour. She's actually wearing the men's version.
Wow.
But she's been wearing it, and she just did an interview last week where she confirmed she was picking up an extra 10 yards.
Wow.
And she is a dynamic young lady that is hitting the ball consistently over 300 yards.
Wow.
I'll tell you, she's got quite a story, so I'm happy to make that introduction, maybe have her on your show to talk about that. But she is just a very interesting young lady.
I'd love that. And, Bob, when it's time, you know, for this launch, you've got to come back. This is Robert Winskowitz, founder and managing partner, Squares. Squares Golf Shoe. Squares.com. SQAIRZ. Thanks so much for being on the show.
It's my pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Aloha. We're coming back with Ron Mintz, PGA Ambassador, Executive Global Tours, golf analyst and writer. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Paradise awaits in Hawaii. Competition comes to the islands as the PGA Tour players bring their best game, their greatest shots, and feel the true Aloha spirit. Don't miss the first event in the Aloha Swing. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, January 7th to 10th from Maui. Watch live in primetime. For complete coverage, visit PGATour.com.
Yeah. Okay. We actually have a contest for us all to win. So either your choice of Poipu Bay Golf Course. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course. Either you're going to win something, okay? You only have to be the ninth caller, just the ninth caller. And the number is 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. You can win round of golf for two at Poipu Bay, or you can win a lesson with Claude Brousseau at Wailea. Give us a call.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring in Ron Mintz, PGA Ambassador, Executive Global Tours, golf analyst and writer, and he's often heard with... Yes, Hank Haney. In case you watched or listened, rather, to Hank Haney's show, you probably know Ron. You can follow Ron at Ron Mintz on Twitter. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So let's look back at 2020. Loath that we are to do that, since we're looking so much forward to 2021. But first, the story of the year for you.
Well, it had to be COVID. That it was a week-to-week thing. I remember, like it was yesterday, Thursday at the Tour, the Players Championship in March, when they got word that Disney World in Orlando was closing. And I think that maybe Jay Monahan would have closed the tour anyway, but he didn't have a choice. And so we were in limbo until we resumed back in June. And it's been a week-to-week thing. We canceled 13 tournaments last year that they weren't held. And I'll throw this in here real quick. As you probably know, your event there next week, the qualifications changed. No longer do you have to be a tour winner this year. They added players based on FedEx points because there was not had enough players to complete the field because they didn't play enough tournaments. But you've got a good field of 42, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, if you were the top 30 in the final tour championship, you were automatically qualified to go to Century to fill out the field. And now we have a phenomenal field. A lot of tournament directors would love to have this field that's coming out to the Plantation course at Kapalua next week. It's right around the corner. In addition to COVID and the disruption in our lives, any other story that stands out to you as something that 2020 will be remembered for?
I think Dustin Johnson getting that second major was a big story because, you know, he's won 24 events now on tour. He's won every year he's played on the tour, which is unbelievable. It had a couple of majors, I think, that were stolen from him, quite honestly. You probably know the ones I'm talking about. The incident at the U.S. Open where he was in a bunker, mm-hmm. and it looked like it was a waste area. But he prevailed, and he grew up in Columbia, South Carolina, right up the road from Augusta. And I live in North Carolina, so the Masters is something we grew up, you know, pretending we were in the Masters, you know, in our backyard. So he was able to win the one that was postponed on November, and he enters the Masters this coming April as the favorite. I don't see why he couldn't get another major third, and I believe this will open the gates for him to have many more. He was just stuck on that one, and you saw how emotional he was after he won, so it was very important to him, and I think it was more satisfying than the first one, the U.S. Open he won.
Yeah. I was marveling, you know, thinking to myself, before he fell on those stairs at Augusta, he was number one in the world, and he was favored to win. And he's come back. He's recovered. He's got his game back. And all of these things take time. And he's got the patience. You know, everybody knows he's got patience with himself and with everything. And he's really seeing him back at number one, seeing him get that major. It was like, that's what it was supposed to be. He was supposed to be wearing that jacket. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that was my highlight. And then we had Colin Morikawa, the young kid, went into PGA last year. He had DeChambeau winning U.S. Open. And, of course, we weren't able to have the Open Championship, but I believe we will this year.
Yeah, I hope so. Shane Lowry's already been champion golfer of the year for, 18 months.
Yeah. He's gotten more press in those 18 months. I saw a picture they had of him yesterday online, dressed up as a figure back in the 1800s. I don't know what that was about, but yeah, he's enjoyed his reign as champion, and you know, it's well deserved.
And what do you think of for 2021?
Well, I think it's going to be week to week. This whole system is state driven. It depends on the governors of each state whether or not they're allowed to have events. I don't think the issue this year is going to be will the events happen. It's going to be will there be fans there. And we already see it in January. And I understand you're having fans this week or next week, but they're going to be just a few, and they're not going to be allowed to follow the players.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that works. I don't think anybody's tried that, and that might be a good solution. So I'm glad you're having them. But then the next week at Sony, they're not having fans. The Farmers, the last event in January, has already announced they're not having fans at Torrey Pines. But the U.S. Open comes back there in, later in the year. So hopefully by then, the fan issue will be settled. A lot of people think the first quarter – it's going to be hard to have fans. Even the Masters sent out an email to patrons last week that had tickets saying they weren't ready to send them because they're having to decide how many and who gets them. Now, you're looking at people who paid for this over a year and a half ago, and they were told when it was postponed they weren't allowed to come in November. They'd be allowed to come in April 2021.
Yes.
We all thought it'd be better.
Right.
And now they're going to have to probably send their money back. So it's we're still, you know, this latest surge, it's just going to be week to week and tournament to tournament. But I think we'll get a full schedule in, which we didn't last year. And then we got the Ryder Cup this year, too, and the Olympics. So it's going to be a jam-packed year.
You're going to have to come back and join us so we can talk longer. I love your insight. You're really good at what you do. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Good luck next week.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a really good time.
Yeah.
We're going to have the show. This is my 21st Century Tournament of Champions. I won't be there as I have been for the last 20 years, but we're going to have a show for you that's going to feature everybody. We're going to just have a really, really good time. And all of this is thanks to our sponsors, Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Oahu's best value in golf, double-deck driving range, top tracer at each station, socially distanced, a covered range. So whatever the weather is, it's fun at Bayview Golf Course. So you can also create the best team-building event there could possibly be when you get together with some friends, some business people, or let's say your office staff. Get together with them, have an outing or a tournament at Bayview. General Manager Eric Onodera would be happy to help you with the details. Just call him at 247-0451. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale continues until the store's empty, and today only, just today, everything Husqvarna must go. It must go, and it's 20 to 30% off. Today only, and only at the Sand Island store. That's the Aloha Power Husqvarna closing sale. Well, actually moving. They're not really closing, but it's a moving sale. You don't want to have to move a bunch of stuff to where you're going next. What's worse than living in constant pain? Well, not doing anything about it, just being afraid of a doctor. Don't be afraid. Go see Dr. Jonathan Carlson. His number is 808-452-1379. The Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic in Kailua, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Floods? Yeah. Fire disasters? You got to call MD Restoration. They are contractors in addition. So 24/7 emergency and it's this disaster restoration service, totally COVID compliant, mold remediation, flood, fire, dirty water cleanup, carpet, upholstery cleaning, licensed contractor, 528-3434. And Spalling cracks in your cement? Termites, what do they have in common? Well, they both get worse if you don't do anything about it fast. Call Richard Mulgram. Don't put it off. RCM, Richard Mulgram, RCM, COVID safe, 864-9520. Thank you for your mana, and may you have hit the sweet spot. Have a good time every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.